This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. The discussion today is, quote, individual stocks versus index funds, end quote. So one of the concepts we talked about in a different podcast is don't sell the dip, and it's time in the market, not timing the market. And this is all true. It's don't sell the dip, and it's time in the market, not timing the market. I mean, you keep your money in the market for the long run. Now, the flip side is, if you buy an individual stock, and you're an investor in individual stock, you often have so much risk in that one stock that there is no clarity about opinion of what, whether you should sell the dip, not sell the dip, do this or not do that. So who the heck knows if that stock is ever coming back? So the message really is, when I look at individual stocks versus index funds, I want to live with several rules. One, I'm a huge fan of index funds versus individual stocks. Once you're so wealthy, you have such a broad portfolio of individual stocks that you could offset the risk and you basically index yourself. But I'm a fan. Index funds over individual stocks for 98% of us. So that's one issue. Second is, if you have an index fund versus individual stock, you want to live with the advice of don't sell the dip and time in the market. Long-term time in the market is what counts. So basically, the message of this podcast is index funds over individual stocks for 99% of us, including myself. Then I'm a fan of the Vanguard Core Index Fund of the S&Ps, VOO, what have you. But there's a lot of different index funds, but it's a low index, low cost index fund. So again, the message is index funds over individual stocks. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Reach me at any time, 773-766-5322.